Dr. Ailey Marty is now back at Florida International University lecturing med students.
And what the heck is Ebola?
Just 5 days ago, she was on the front lines of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. That's Dr. Marty in the protective suit.
She has a number of symptoms, including nausea and vomiting and diarrhea.
Working for the World Health Organization in Nigeria, Dr. Marty and her team examined more than 1,000 possible Ebola carriers and confirmed 21 victims. Inside this quarantine area, where she never got more than a few hours sleep, a disquieting scene. Many here infected with the virus do not survive. There's fear and also denial.
You're doctors, but you're also now detectives.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of CSI involved.
But it was a chase that started in Nigeria's capital that's most troubling to Dr. Marty, an Ebola patient on the run. He fled 420 miles away and locked himself in a hotel.
He actually turned off his cell phone, hopped on a plane, and brought the infection over to Port Harcourt.
And what does that tell us about the shame or the human nature of not wanting to accept that you have a deadly virus?
That's exactly what it says. It says people don't want to necessarily follow the protocols.
The doctor who treated him contracted Ebola and died. Health officials are now checking 400 of his patients for signs of infection. As for the man who ran away,
he survived, but he's emotionally distraught, and rightfully so, because he directly led to the death, for example, of the physician that treated him in Port Harcourt.
Back with her patients in Miami.
Up to here.
Dr. Marty says while she was repeatedly screened for Ebola before she left Nigeria, when she arrived back in Miami,
I was a little disappointed that I wasn't screened when I came in.
That, she hopes, changes soon.